This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to this Joy 94.9 podcast.
We want to hear from you.
It's time for our listener survey. So head to the Joy website and let us know what you love about the station and your presenters.
Maybe you'd like to share your thoughts on Joy's program production team, the volunteers behind Joy Podcasts.
The results of this survey will assist us in continuing to be the best possible station we can be.
Head to joy.org.au and have your say. Joy 94.9, your voice, your radio station.
The Victorian AIDS Council Gay Men's Health Centre presents Well, Well, Well on Joy, a show that's all about sex, health and well-being.
Joy, Joy, Joy.
This is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9, brought to you every Monday night by the Victorian AIDS Council. Here on Well, 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 we do tackle all things related to sex, sexual health, and the overall health and well-being of our gender, sex, and sexually diverse community. Speaking of which, we should start by reminding everyone that today is World Mental Health Day, so wishing you all the best of mental health, including my lovely co-host this evening, Tex. How are you?
Oh, indeed, Cal. In preparation for Mental Health Week and World Mental Health Day, last week here on Well, 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 we talked about two online resources aimed at improving the mental health and well-being of men. We talked about peat.org.au, which is aimed at men living with HIV, and we talked about dale.org.au, aimed at same-sex attracted men in heterosexual relationships. If you missed it, or perhaps any of our previous episodes of Well, 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 be sure to check out our podcasts online at joy.org.au/well, well, well.
And it's very exciting to see the Pete and Dale website's launched. I personally obviously have worked on it over at the Victorian AIDS Council, and I definitely encourage men from either of those communities keen on looking after their mental health to check out those sites.
Indeed. But look, this week, Cal, we're looking ahead to Saturday's Northside Bazaar. Northside Bazaar 2016 in Abbotsford. It's a community event supported by both Joy and the Victorian AIDS Council, and seems to be getting bigger and bigger and bigger. What do you reckon?
You were involved last year. I think, you know, it's very much a part of the text legacy.
Oh, the text legacy.
There you go.
Oh, there you go, telling. Look, later in the show, we're going to be talking to the legendary Brett Lasham from the Laird Hotel. That's the hosting venue for this year's event, as it is for every Northside Bazaar. But before that, we'll be joined by Joy's own Michelle Barber and her partner Stephen as they prepare themselves for their first ever Northside Bazaar.
Joy 94.9.
This is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9, and we're talking tonight all things Northside Bazaar 2016. We're joined by two Northside Bazaar virgins.
Oh.
We're joined by Michael and Stephen Barber. Both of... Oh, Michael, I've said Michael. It should be Michelle, darling.
Look at you pushing your gay agenda, Tex.
Oh, yeah, right. The gay agenda. Michelle and Stephen Barber, welcome to Well, Well, Well.
Thank you for having us. A long time since we've been referred to as virgins, I dare say, Stephen.
Yeah, oh. I think so.
Well, Michelle, you're no stranger to Joy listeners, but for those who might not know, do you want us to tell about what you typically do here on Joy?
So I have a show on a Thursday night, 7 p.m., called Stand Up Straight, which is a show that is from an ally's perspective and all different ways that you can support the GLBTI community by being an ally or an ally of an ally. It's a really, really broad umbrella term, I think I've learnt now. It's not just a little category anymore. I've learnt it's a pretty vast array of topics that I can cover. That makes sense.
Yeah, and some important ones as well, because we're not going to do it alone. So
no, that's true. And we've been moved to tears many a time in the Stand Up Straight studio, quite often.
Now, Stephen, you're no stranger to Joy listeners as well, because you also do things here at Joy. What are some of the stuff you've done?
Yeah, I've been on quite a few programs. I've been a part of things like Hide and Seek. Also been on Michelle's show on a number of occasions, as you would expect. But I was also responsible with Arvi Miller in producing and directing 8 the radio play for Joy.
Great.
Which, we're glad to say sat at the Apple charts number one for about 8 weeks, I think it was.
Well, fantastic.
Yeah.
Very good.
Still available for download.
Yes.
So we have established that you are not Michael and Stephen. That you are, in fact, Michelle and Stephen. And as a straight couple, what's been your motivation for being involved in the LGBTI community and specifically Joy, I guess?
It's a really big question. Mm. We have a gay son, so I suppose that's what's perhaps put us on the path.
Sure.
But it's not the reason that we do what we do. We've been very active in various community organisations, and giving back to communities is very important to us. We've found a place here at Joy that nothing else fills, and it just feels like we belong here. I don't know if that kind of answers your question, but that's how it feels for me.
The prompt is pretty clear there.
Yeah. Now, we mentioned at the start that you're both virgins to Northsiders are.
Yeah. Not for long.
So how are you getting involved? How are both of you getting involved in this year's Northside Bazaar?
So I'm looking after the auction, the stage management side of the auction, so I'll be dressed in black and hiding in the shadows probably. I am thrilled to be part of this. It's not something I ever would have imagined a venue I would ever have imagined I would go to ever, and I've deliberately chosen not to go for a few reasons, but Stephen's got some involvement too.
Yeah, Saturday. Well, I'm actually going to be slinging beers.
Okay, very appreciated, underappreciated oftentimes.
Absolutely, it's something from a long-lost history, but I'll also be spruiking.
Very good.
As you can gather, I'm no shrinking violet. I'll be sort of helping along with Michelle and Tex and sort of helping with the auction.
Okay, well, you guys are actually the perfect people to ask, because for anyone listening who hasn't heard of Northside Bazaar before, or hasn't made it one of these past several years that it's been on, what do you know about Northside Bazaar? What can you tell us about it that you know so far?
I don't know a lot about it because I felt that it actually wasn't my place to know about the Laird or Northside Bazaar. I felt it was sort of something that belonged to the community.
And
yeah, maybe that's what it was. Okay. So I didn't know. But there's different groups, I believe, that are involved. And I don't know if it's right or wrong to say this, but I'm kind of curious to see the pups.
Yeah, the pups and handlers, the growing group. Yeah.
And I love the idea that it's so inclusive, and I love the idea that this is bringing another element of the GLBTI community to the broader community. So maybe this is just that moment for me to be there, I think, not like previous years.
Yeah. And for me, it's a street festival, and it's a street festival that we can actually bring the broader community into the GLBTQ&I community.
That's absolutely right. Both of those points are great. It's not only street festival, it's a marketplace. We've got an auction house that expanded massively last year to take over the Collingwood Masonic Hall and the section of Henry Street that runs between the Laird. But Michelle, you brought up a great point as well. It is an inclusive event. So it is one of the few events that the Laird opens its doors to everyone. I do believe it's 18 plus though, just because of, you know, all of the alcohol and some of the kooky performances, we'll say, inverted commas. But we'll talk a bit more about those later in the show. So have you heard any stories or any words of wisdom, or, I mean, what are you anticipating?
I anticipate that I might see some things that I hadn't expected to. I think that I will be, perhaps my horizons will be broadened, but I think that it's my gut feeling is that it's going to be this inclusive, welcoming, warm space. That's what I feel that it's going to be, and I have no doubt that it will be, but that's sort of what I envisage.
Okay.
And for me, it's nothing shocks me.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, the gauntlet has been thrown.
I've always had a very open mind.
Great.
And it's whatever floats your boat, it's nobody else's business.
Yep.
And I believe that one of the ways you break down barriers is through getting educated and learning new experiences.
Sure. Well, look, hopefully it will be a very colorful experience, as it has been in the past. But it is a very safe environment, and it's not too full on. I think some people get in their head that it's going to be like, you know, fulsome Berlin or something, and it's by no means, I think, that far along. You do see some things, Tex.
Oh, indeed, you do. There are all sorts of interesting sights and sounds and things happening. Everything that happens in the auction hall is essentially an auction. some of the more edgier performances happen inside the Laird Hotel itself. And for that, you have to actually delve right into the hotel itself. So it's nothing that would spring out onto the street. Mm. Oh, there'd be some kooky and kinky people in the stalls part of it, but I don't really think, I mean, Stephen, you've worked on Hide and Seek.
Yes.
So I don't think there's going to be anything that's going to shock you.
No, no. I've got a lot of my education from listening to a Hide and Seek.
Is that a weird thing?
I think that's why it's there. It's to be educational, you know, and all of that. Mm. It's colorful glory. Well, look, there's so much to cover this week, and we thank you both for it. We know it's a crazy week coming up and getting preparations for this year's Northside Bazaar. Michelle and Stephen, thank you both for joining us. What I'm sure is building up to be a busy week for you as well, and building up anticipation, perhaps.
Yes, yeah. Definitely.
So we look forward to seeing you both on Saturday at Northside Bazaar. There's still so much more to cover. Up next, we'll be talking about one of the other services benefiting from Saturday's event, the David Williams Fund. And after that, we'll be talking to one of, if not the driving force behind the Northside Bazaar, Brett Lasham, about the Laird stage and some of the colorful and kinky performances you can expect.
Joy 94.9.
You are listening to Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9. This week, we are getting ready for Northside Bazaar 2016 on Saturday, the 15th of October in Abbotsford from 1 to 7 p.m. The inclusive LGBTI community event raises funds for both Joy and VAC's David Williams Fund. So, Tex, you're a seasoned veteran at VAC, and I see you pursing your lips. I think that's a really lovely way to say, you know, you're not a, you're
no
a familiar
spring chicken.
Yeah,
right.
Well, look. Yep. Okay, so you're very familiar with the David Williams Fund, but a lot of people might not be. Can you tell us a little bit about what DWF for short is?
Well, indeed, the David Williams Fund, it's a fund which provides direct financial support for women, men and children living with HIV. In the early days, of course, it was referred to as AIDS, but as time progressed and language progressed and understanding progressed, we now know it's HIV. Now, the fund was there in the very beginning of HIV, and it provided, as I say, direct financial support. And sometimes that was because people were kicked out of home or kicked out of where they were living because they were HIV positive. People were fired from their jobs. Partners deserted people who were living with HIV. And people found that they didn't have any money. They didn't have any financial support. Sometimes they're having trouble paying their rent, paying their utility bills. In a worst case scenario, at end of life, people wanted to be sent home when they had died, but they had no money. Mm. So the fund was there to provide the transport for people to go home to a home state or a hometown. Likewise, a lot of people wanted to be buried amongst their friends here in Melbourne. So parents were flown from maybe Western Australia or were transported from a rural or regional location in Victoria or wherever around Australia. And the fund was there to make those things happen. And it was supported in the beginning primarily from the gay community, but then it spread far and wide to getting money, including the Victorian Red Ribbon, which raised heaps of money, thousands and thousands of dollars, which helped people. Nowadays, that same fund does all of that stuff. However, it also, if you like, gives people a hand up and provides some assistance for people who want to get back into the workplace, who perhaps want to get some educational experience, some job training, some budget training. So it provides all different sorts of ways of helping people.
Now, it's still a fund for people living with HIV.
That's right.
And they can access it a number of ways. Like you mentioned, there's education. It sounds a little bit like professional development as well. But it is still an emergency relief fund as well.
Oh, indeed.
Absolutely. Well, look, it is one of the beneficiaries for the Northside Bazaar. If people want to get more info on David Williams Fund, where should they head?
Easy. Go to the Victorian AIDS Council's website. So go to your favourite search engine, perhaps the one that starts with G. Type in Victorian AIDS Council. Also, you could try typing in David Williams Fund, but it's probably much easier just to type in VAC. So it's vac.org.au, takes you to the Victorian AIDS Council website, and then there are drop-down menus that will lead you to the David Williams Fund, or DWF.
There you go. This is Northside Bazaar preview episode of Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9. Up next, we're joined by the delightful Laird legend, Brett Lasham. But first, this is Kill the Lights with Alex Newell, Jesse Glynn, and DJ Cassidy. Now, Tex, did you watch Glee at all?
No. It's on commercial TV, so no, not really. But the odd episode when people ooh-ahed about it.
Well, the very sassy voice that you hear in this is one of the guys from Glee. Or actually, I should probably say their voice, because it is was unique, was the character, I believe it was.
Joy 94.9.
Oh, indeed. This is Whoa, Whoa, Whoa on Joy 94.9. In the lead up to Northside Bazaar 2016, we're joined in the studio by the Laird proprietor extraordinaire, Brett Lasham. Welcome once again to Whoa, Whoa, Whoa here on Joy 94.9.
You're running out of introductions for me, aren't you?
You know what? I actually...
And I'm one of the proprietors.
Indeed.
This is true.
Of course, yes.
One of the Globe-nominated... We didn't even mention that.
Why did you bring up Globe, Cal?
So, in the Globe Awards, the Laird Hotel's been nominated for the ANZ
Business Excellence
yes, Award, right. And both Brett and Mark have been nominated in the
MCV People's Choice Award. But you know what? They'll throw anybody in that category,
won't they, Cal?
Speak for yourself, Cal. Yeah,
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Now, Brett, as the host venue for Northside Bazaar, the amount of work and effort that goes into the all-day event seems...
I think it largely goes unseen.
What would you say? Well, how would you say the...
I would say it's Herculean.
Oh, yeah, fantastic. I'd say it's kind of... You know, we have our weekly meetings and everything leading up, and, well, at the start it's sort of the monthly meeting, the fortnightly meeting, you know, I'm talking sort of 4 or 5 months back. In the last month, it's been, as you guys would know, sort of the weekly meetings and things. And then today was the day where my official Northside Bazaar lead-up list started of things to do. And I got through most of that stuff today, which is really cool.
Well,
so it's things from just tidying up bits of the pub, that like the shed, mm-hmm. you know, because we're going to have the fabulous Dykes and Bikes in there doing the cloakroom and ID wristbands. It's just these things that you sort of probably don't necessarily think of, you know, but there's a lot of tidying up and things. It's a clean pub, by the way, usually, as you guys would vouch for, but it's just things that there's areas that you just go, wow, we've got to tidy that up, because every single piece of the pub, except for upstairs, is used. So,
indeed. Yeah.
Well, even upstairs gets used because it's accommodation.
Well, we've got the guests up there, full house up there. So, yeah. Yep.
Now, Brett, what's the ongoing motivation to put the event on every year?
Pressure from Vac and Joy. Wow.
Surely not.
I haven't even practiced that one.
Right off the cuff he does.
I think you know what it is. I think it is pressure, but it's pressure because you do something one year and then you go, and I'm sure each year I've gone, I'm not doing that again, just immediately after. And then it's just my mind starts going, but if I did do it, what would we do? You know, yeah. And that sort of thing. And you start, and then, you know, within a week I've talked myself into it, and Mark's getting driven crazy about me saying, what about next year? And so it's the pressure to just make it bigger and better.
Okay. So with that in mind, what has changed over the years?
Okay. In the first place, I'm not sure too much how much text has gone into it, but it really started off as an auction house.
Yep.
And sort of a leather and treasure thing of donated business items for the auction house, donated everyday people stuff for
like
the leather and treasure.
Gear.
Yeah, secondhand goods. And a barbecue.
Okay.
And that was it. Mm-hmm. And it just expanded. So then it's just gradually grown and grown. And as you mentioned earlier with taking over the hall, it's just allowed us to do so much more. The leather and treasure area did initially in its first years had little market stalls as well in there,
okay.
Where people could come and set up a little t-shirt shop or a, you know, whips and cane shop, and that's now the street. So that the leather and treasure is more expanded, more of the donated used love quality pre-loved goods, and the marketplace is now where retailers and artisans and things like that can actually have a full marketplace as opposed to a little 1 meter. Sort of bit of bench. They've now got a 3x3 marquee that they can really push their wares in. So there's that plus the Laird stage, which only came about it's this year, and the Master Baker as well, which is another one that's taking over a bit of the hall, which I'm not sure how much Cal's mentioned that one.
We will definitely cover Master Baker and explain what
say
exactly
fast three
that,
times. Yeah.
That's right. You will hear a K when I say Master Baker.
Yes.
And we'll talk a little bit more about that later on. Now, we've got so much more to unpack in preparation for Saturday's Northside Bazaar, including the kinky and the cheeky lineup at the Laird stage. We're talking to Brett Lasham here on Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
This Saturday, 15th of October, from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. is the annual Northside Bazaar.
Hooray!
And right now we're talking with one of the driving forces behind the event, the incredible Club Brett Lasham.
Stop it. Hello. Hi, Mum, if you're listening, I told you to.
Oh.
Oh, hi, Brett's mum.
Hi, Shirley.
There you go. She keeps very involved. She keeps her finger on the pulse.
She's coming to Globe Awards with us.
Oh.
As soon as she found out. She's like, oh, can I come along? So.
Will she be coming to Northside Bazaar?
I don't know. They quite often just jump on the train from down Geelong Way and come on in. So,
And maybe
or usually rock up and they're talking to a bunch of dudes in chaps and it's just like, oh, there's mum, you know. Yeah.
Now you bring up two interesting points there.
Okay.
Both mum and the fact that I assume she identifies as female and chaps. And so I guess
it's complicated.
I know it gets very complicated. So Northside Bazaar.
Yep.
Is it opened? Usually the Laird is a men only venue.
Correct.
Northside Bazaar.
Everybody. Yep.
Everybody 18 plus.
Gender inclusive. There 18 you go. Plus. Yep.
And okay. Northside Bazaar, the Laird has a bit of and the Northside Bazaar kind of branding and the look and the double entendre. It has a reputation, leather and fetish feel. Yep. Laird is pretty iconic for that, and we all really enjoy that. Well, at least several of us really enjoy that.
Yep.
Do you need to be wearing any leather for Saturday's event?
No. I think that's something that Laird is well known as being the leather and sort of bear bar and that sort of thing. Even when we took over the pub years and years ago, we said, leather and bear, and then we added alternative as well because to say, you can wear other stuff, but it's really just, it's jeans and T-shirt right through to whatever. You know, there'll be things on the day that turn the eye.
Okay. And one of the places that's happening is where? What stage?
The all-new Laird stage, yes, which is run by Down and Dirty and Hide and Seek. So that was a one way of, with Joy and Vac being principal parts of this whole thing, it was a great way to get Hide and Seek from Joy and Down and Dirty from Vac involved because we really support both, and both of those programs identify with Laird and our crowd. So, yeah, really good way to do it. And so with the performers we've got people from Riverkeeper, Melbound, Colin, a.k.a. Polyfiller, who's hilarious, Stephen Spencer, Dean Curie, Lance Boyle, who's one of Drag King, and Mistress Minx, among others. So it's really a very diversified sort of thing. And it's a really simple setup. It's like no major lighting. It's just like music, mic, stage, go sort of thing. So it's they've got 25 minutes each to do their thing. They can take 10 minutes, they can take 25, they take any longer, and we have a really big hook.
drag them off stage.
Yeah, basically,
Now, Brett, of course, we have covered this before, but we just want to reiterate the point. Women are very welcome to this event.
Yes.
Indeed.
All genders are welcome.
All genders, there you go.
Yeah.
Now, Brett, if people are still looking to support the event, what can they do? Is there anything we're still looking for?
Well, there's always room for a few more auction items, absolutely. And I think that's the thing where you can call out to your mates if your mates have got something that they want covered. If they donate, they send us an email or something to the contact at northsidebazaar.com, which you can get off the website. We'll chuck their logo up on the website straight away with a link through to their website, and that stays up until next year. And we had quite a few businesses saying, somebody went to our website and they said they went to it through the Northside Bazaar thing. So during the year, I get reports, and in December, I'll get reports saying, so many people have viewed the Northside Bazaar website and clicked through and things like that. So it's a really good productive way of supporting the people who support us for a year, just getting that coverage. So also with the leather and treasure area as well, people digging through their cupboards and going, okay, I've got some great Levi's, these amazing T-shirts from club days back in the day, or whether overseas or Australia, through to magazine collections, records, that sort of stuff, quality stuff that hasn't been inserted.
Now, leather and treasure has been an integral part of it, if you will, since the beginning. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah. It wasn't called leather and treasure back then. I think it was, what did we call it, Tex?
Leather marketplace.
It was the leather marketplace, but then because the market grew out onto the street, but the leather stayed sort of. And in the street, we do have leather, people like Army of Men, Eagle Leather, Aphrodite's, people, and some others, more organic sort of leather places. Organic leather, does it?
Organic.
But we have leather retailers out in the marketplace, but all the used goods, quality used goods in the leather and treasure area, which is the pool room of the pub, basically. So it get turned into a little marketplace. So.
What's been some of the most unique? Can you think of anything that you've been like, yeah, okay, we'll auction that, or we'll try to sell that. Or.
Okay, so one of them is, long story short, Jeff Arnold, who used to be one of the owners of Club 80, when we took over the Laird, Bill Saunders, our landlord, said, come up to Club 80, collect these suitcases that used to belong to Jeff. He left them to me. So we got them, took them back to the lead, opened up these suitcases. There's bits of extreme sling-making equipment through to entire drummer collections, drummer magazine collections, leather, all these different, like, it was like his whole fetish den in two hard suitcases. Some of it being this crusty old white leather chaps and a matching white sleeveless leather shirt. And they were kind of soiled, I guess. I'm not talking poo, no, 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 but they were just dirty from use and stuff. And they were just, and we put them in the first, I think they've been in every Northside Bazaar leather and treasure area in the pool room. And people always go to them and I'm like, oh, wow, what's this? And I almost need to print up a story for them. But no one ever quite buys them. So no one, we're going to put them in again this year. Yes, okay. Keep an eye out for that sparkling white leather chaps and shirt.
So outfit. At this point, you'd be buying a piece of history, really.
You would be, yeah. The most denied object ever at Northside Bazaar, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like couture.
Maybe people don't feel good enough for it. I don't know. But yeah. Maybe. Cal, I think it would suit you.
Look, I have my eye on a few of the auction block items. Yeah. I've seen the list coming through. And so rest assured, I will, I might be, yep. might be saving my pennies for that.
And I think it's really important that we, there is the leather and treasure section, but there's also the auction. And the auction, it's all sorts of items that people can donate. So it could be accommodation.
Yeah, that's what's so good about it, is it can be anything from vouchers, hampers, voucher, experiences, all those sorts of things.
Sparkling, all sorts of things.
One of the easiest ways we put it, if someone's got a product,
yep,
then we can sell it. Indeed. If you've got something to push, we can sell it. And that can be, you know, there is the vouchers and that sort of thing, but there's also experiences and things which people wouldn't normally go and purchase. So,
and yeah. One of them this year is flying lessons.
Yes.
Which is quite a good one.
Is that, what? Who is that, a certain Captain Morgan that we would know?
I'm not sure. No? It's Come Via Joy.
Oh, that's very exciting.
I wonder if that's a certain Daddy Steve that would be doing that.
May well be.
Well, you to find out, you'll have to be there.
That's right.
Northside Bazaar on Saturday, the 15th of October, 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. Brett, thank you so much for taking some time out of your week.
Thank you. It's great to be back again. Cheers.
We look forward to seeing you at Northside Bazaar on Saturday. Up next, we'll be chatting about one of the newest parts of the Northside Bazaar that aims to satisfy all of those sweet tooths out there while supporting two of our community organizations. And yes, in fact, Brett, it is called Master Baker.
Master Baker.
So, you know, if all that discussion of crusty chaps hasn't made you hungry for more info.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. In the meantime, this is Haley Steinfeld featuring Zed with Starving, appropriately, here on Joy 94.9.
Or you can eat.
Hey, are you going to badminton on Thursday?
Not sure. It depends on work. If not, I might go on Sunday.
Do they have a weekend session as well?
Yes, 2 to 4pm at MSAC.
What's the website?
melbournesmashers.webs.com.
Great, I'll check it out.
Hope to see you there.
Thanks, you too.
Melbourne Smashers is a social badminton club for the Rainbow family. No matter what your skill level, you're invited. To find out more, visit melbournesmashers.webs.com. Joy is proud to share this community service message for the Smashers.
This is Well on Joy 94.9. We've been talking about Saturday's Northside Bazaar 2016 in Abbotsford. Of course, it's on the corner of Gipps and Henry Street in Abbotsford. And we've been talking about how the various parts of our community are getting involved. Now, Cal, I understand there's a whole new part of Northside Bazaar 2016 that's reaching out to the LGBTI sporting communities. What can you tell us about this year's inaugural, and I'll get to say it now, Master Baker.
Faster text.
There you go. And you'll note that Brett Lesham has stayed with us. He's clearly not busy enough this week setting up for Northside Bazaar. Well, look. As I've talked to you about it several times on the show before, really, really keen on getting LGBTI sporting groups involved. And this year we actually have five teams that are going to be
fantastic.
I'm very excited about that.
Who are they?
So, of course, the Melbourne Surge, which I play with as well, and the Melbourne Chargers, which is a rugby club. And Surge is water polo, for anyone who doesn't know. I just feel like everyone knows.
Yeah.
You know, but that's all right. That's all right. Melbourne Chargers, the gay rugby club. We've got the... I suddenly blanked. The Melbourne Spikers, volleyball.
Mm-hmm.
I also... The Wranglers, who have made
wrestling.
A cameo. Yeah, wrestling. That's
I'm
it.
Gonna chip in with
yeah,
the
that's
sport
what
they
I
do.
Should.
Yeah.
I should. And my last one is Argonauts.
Volleyball.
No.
Rowing.
There you go. It's rowing. Melbourne Argonauts are in fact rowing.
Shut up, Brett.
The Spikers. But the Spikers volleyball is involved as well.
So you've got all of those teams involved. Now, what do they have to do to be part of Master Baker?
Okay. So what we've done is we've kind of done, it's not a bake-off, like in the sense that Pride March Bake-Off is, where you're creating these elaborate, like, Gazumba-level cakes. Yeah. This is, everyone's making small baked goods. So it's sort more, it's closer to Girl Guides than it is to Adriana Zumbo. What they do is they make small, little, tiny pieces. So it can be vanilla slice, it could be brownie, it could be, you know, a cookie. I like the term cookie.
So could they be making cupcakes?
They could be making, cupcakes are huge.
Yep.
They're very, very popular. Mm-hmm. And so we'll see. And the idea is that they're going to have little taster trays. So the punters can come in, try a few things, figure out what do you want to, you know, put in a gold coin donation for and take away a full size, you know, goodie.
Yep.
And that's one of the ways that teams accrue points.
But how do they win of Master Baker?
So it's an accumulation of points.
I keep on saying quicker, just for Brett.
There you go.
Yeah.
So it's an accumulation that you get points for gold coins that you raise for the for Joy and for DWF. Then there are, the judges will come around. We have three baking established judges who have oftentimes been legendary kind of baking champions at the Pride March Bake Off. And then the people's choice. So people will also get to vote who come through. So you can just try, you can, if you want to be really cheap, you know, you can actually just walk around and taste the little samples. Oh, and
I
then,
think the best bit is you can be really generous. You can vote at each thing and you can sample each one and vote
you
for
could.
Each.
Yeah, you could. And so the total of judges' points, people's choice votes, and gold coins raised for the two charities will be put together and we will crown our first champion master baker.
A crown or a tiara?
You know what? I still have to figure out what we're gonna give.
A glad wrap sash, maybe.
Watch this space.
Yeah,
glad wrap sash. That's a great idea.
Yep.
There you go.
Now, you're involved in Melbourne Surge. That's the group that you're involved in, in particular.
Club, yep.
Now, there was the NWPL Pride Cup, which was earlier this year, and currently one of the fastest growing water polo clubs in Victoria is Surge.
Yeah, is the Melbourne Surge. Yeah.
So what's the latest? Is there something coming up apart from Master Baker?
Crazy busy. We just came back from the Tri-State Cup. Water polo is growing heaps. They now have the Brisbane Tritons. I know Brisbane Triton is actually listening right now.
Oh, good
in
eye.
Fact. There you go. And we had the Tri-State Cup a weekend or so ago, and Brisbane actually won, which was fantastic. They've been trying very hard, and they've had a video that's gone viral.
I saw the photos from that, and the photos were very good, by the way.
Oh, well, there you go. Yep. And of course, just to make my life extra exciting, the Melbourne Surge are in fact hosting a trivia night the night before Northside Bazaar.
This Friday.
That's right, this Friday at Collingwood Town Hall. You probably will hear announcements here on Joy 94.9. But if you are interested, head to melbournesurge.org. They're doing Surge Trivia at Collingwood Town Hall. Polyphila is going to be keeping busy and hosting there. Actually, quite a few people involved with Northside Bazaar will actually be helping us the night before. So in the face of very
tired
big events.
People, but yes, they'll be helping tired. Out anyway. That's really great. Master Baker is part of Northside Bazaar, and that's what we've been talking about, and that's what's going to keep us plenty busy this weekend. We're sure you'll schedule the all day with Northside Bazaar. This is R5. I never heard of them before. With All Night here on Joy 94.9.
Oh, there you go. I'm just going to skip them.
You're going to skip them, darling? Okay.
5.9. Oh.
They were all night, but then they were all gone.
Yeah, they were all gone.
That's very exciting. We have been running out of time on this show. There's so much to cover with Northside Bazaar. But we do need to thank Michelle and Stephen who came on earlier on. And Brett, thank you for staying with us this evening.
Thank you.
We have been talking all things Northside Bazaar 2016, and we do hope to see you all Saturday from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. for this 18-plus event open to all genders of the LGBTI community and allies, as Michelle and Stephen.
Indeed.
Come on down. Well. Bring them all.
And look, as we mentioned earlier in the show, it is Mental Health Week this week. We do hope that you're always looking after yourself and looking after your mental health and well-being. But if you do need a bit of extra support, be sure to reach out to Lifeline on 13 11 14. Or to speak to the great folks at QLife, which is the new name for the old gay and lesbian switchboard. The number 1800 184 527.
And as we mentioned, if you missed any of the show last week, because we actually, with Northside Bazaar coming up this week, last week we got to talk about Pete and Dale, which are two projects that I've been fortunate enough to work on, which are resources for different groups of men that experience a compound stigma. So you've got pete.org.au and dale.org.au. And Pete is aimed at guys who are living with HIV, who are also experiencing issues with mental health. And it's a peer support resource that's out there. And alternatively, you've got dale.org.au, which is for same-sex attracted men who are living in heterosexual relationships, or commonly called gay and married men. But of course, you know, that's not how everyone identifies. So you can check both of those out. But if you've missed that podcast, feel free to head to www.joy.org.au/well to catch up on podcasts of previous episodes. Now, before we go, Tex, for this week, is there any really memorable moment that you've taken from your... Now, this is your sixth Northside Bazaar.
It is indeed. Although at one of them, it was the year that I had broken my arms and I couldn't actually participate as an auctioneer. So I had to sit back and watch. But I managed to buy while I was watching.
Did you? How did you motion because both arms were broken?
Well, I did have both arms were broken. I was able to get one of them to start, you know, waving around just a little bit before I went home.
Okay.
But so that was quite a memorable occasion for me, being at Northside Bazaar with two broken arms.
It was great that you could make it on the day. That was the main thing, that you could make it. That really meant a lot to us that you could actually still be there.
So. It was really... Look, there have been some wonderful things that have been auctioned off. I love it when we have lesbian safe sex packs that we auction off and the lesbians go really crazy about bid. We have great artworks. And again, this year we have great artworks. So there's so much that you can find out and you can enjoy with the Northside Bazaar every year.
Now, I will have to say, Tex, my first year in Northside Bazaar, I had only been at VAC. Well, I guess I'd been at VAC for about 6 months, but I have to say you brought a big smile to my face because you really see you in all your glory. But it was actually when you were co-hosting with Limo, who's, you know, helped out with a few things
gorgeous
before.
Limo.
And it's some of the auction items that are, you know, brand new, you know, various sex toys, really. And I believe there was a couple that Limo was looking at and you were sort of saying, we have this object here, and Limo, you handed it to him to explain more, and of course he's out of his depth and I think described it as a lava lamp and it was actually a fleshlight. It's entertaining on all sorts of levels, and it's great to see sort of everybody come together on the day.
Oh, indeed. Look, we've had gorgeous people over the years. In the olden days, the Laird auction, we once had Steve Brax before he was the Premier of the state, and his wife Rosemary was killing herself as he was trying to make his way through a box of safe sex toys, which was lots of fun. So, you know, there are, you know, yes, there's some of that stuff that happens at the auction, but the auction is mostly quality good stuff, as Brett has already talked about, hampers and vouchers and the odd physical item that we can hold up, paintings and those flying lessons, all sorts of gorgeous things, bit of alcohol, bit of food, bit of fun times along the way.
Well, if you want to witness the next awkward moment on stage with, you know, various straight allies and celebrities, you need to make it down to Northside Bazaar on Saturday, the 15th of October, 1 to 7 p.m.
It's really gorgeous to know that Brett's mother rang to thank you, and we'd like to acknowledge her on air. So, Shirley, Brett's mum, great to know that you're going to be at Northside Bazaar.
We'll be back next week on Monday night at 8 p.m.
Cheers, everyone. Good night.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.